Blog Talk Radio.
Hello to all of our wonderful and faithful Blog Talk Radio listeners. It is so good to be on the air with you once again. I'm the host of this particular broadcast, and I am Prophetess Trinoncia Balka. And today you have encountered the Prophetically Speaking Blog Talk Radio show, and I'm just so excited to be with you all once again. Over the past couple of weeks, due to different things that I had been scheduled to take care of, I was unable to be with you. And so I do want to thank God that we did have on the week before our wonderful and faithful co-host, Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. She was able to come on and continue the show in my absence. And so I do want to thank God for her. And even on today, we want to give a very, very special shout out to Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. She's actually not on the radio with us today because she had a minor procedure that had to be taken care of. And so right now we want to continue to lift her up in prayer and praying that God would continue to be with her and remove any pain or any type of uncomfortable feelings that she may be having and declare that she is completely and totally healed and whole, walking in her dominion in Christ Jesus. And so we thank God for her, bless God for her. And so, again, our radio listeners, please continue to pray for her that she'll have a speedy recovery and be able to be back with us again on next week. I know last week I was unable to be with you, again, due to some scheduling conflicts, and we did put out a notice on Facebook asking everyone to enjoy our wonderful archives. And so on today, I am on the radio with you, and so I just want to, even for myself, ask you all to continue to pray for me. I am myself in a process of healing, but I do want to just thank God for all things being well. I had a twofold incident where I actually fell down the stairs at home, and after I fell down the stairs at home, I did not actually get it checked out and did not get the proper diagnosis, and so as a result, I was misdiagnosed, and I was walking around for about a month or so with assumingly a sprained ankle. As a result, a couple of weeks ago, I had a fall where my ankle actually simply gave out, and that was actually an eruption from the previous fall that I'd taken, and we were able to go to the emergency room and did an x-ray and found out that I actually did not have a sprained ankle, but what I had was a bone fracture, and the bone was actually fractured. And so through all of that, the Lord has ministered to me wonderfully throughout this entire situation. And so right now I am in a cast. Thank God that my foot is feeling well, and I am anticipating a speedy recovery and just ready to get back to dancing and doing what I do for the Lord. But for those of you that know me, that have known me for any amount of time, oh, wow, it's just very, very hard to keep a good woman down, I tell you. So I thank God for allowing me to yet and still be as mobile as I can be with the cast on my foot. And I thank God for giving me some much-needed help and assistance from friends and family. And so I just praise God for that. But however, I'm walking through this process, and I am on my way to the end of this process, and I give God praise that I'm going to come out of this cast, and I will be better than I was before. And so I just give God praise for everything that God is doing as a result of this, and just thank him. And, you know, even on that note, I just, you know, as we're going on with the show, I thank God, as I stated earlier, for everything that I'm going through, you know, as a result of this cast. And there are some times when we have incidents that occur in our lives, and we know that God is certainly not the author of sickness, but I am a believer that God will take anything that the enemy has meant for bad and He will turn it around for our good. And I also believe that there are some times when God, we allow things to happen for the betterment of us. And so I give God praise that even when this happened, one of the things that the Lord did speak to me was that I would come out of this better than I was when I went in. And so one of the things that the Lord had said to me, I love shoes, and he had instructed me to purchase me a new pair of shoes. And he said to get a pair that's not the color or not the heel or make everything different about this shoe that is so different from any of the other pair of shoes that you have. And the Lord said to me to allow that shoe to be a reminder to me that when I come out of this cast, when I walk through this process, when I come through this, that I'm going to be better than I was when I went in the situation. And I've shared that with just a few people, but I give God praise that I had an opportunity on this past Sunday evening. I was at the New Jerusalem Whole Truth Church, Bishop Gadding and Prophet Gadding, and there, because they are in a 31-day consecration, and so they've had church for 31 days, every day in the month of January. They're having church, and so periodically I've been blessed to be able to go there and just to sit in the presence of God and just allow God to minister to me. And so on this last Sunday night, we had an opportunity to go there, and praises be to God, I had a gentleman to come over to me and minister to me the exact words that God had already said to me, and he said to me that the Lord said that I was going to be better after I come out of this than I was when I went in it. Began to minister to me about the new steps that God is about to allow me to take, the new doors that were opening. And he began to let me know that this, yes, very well, we know that God is not the author of sickness, but this is something that God is using and that God has been using as a physical representation of what he's doing in the spiritual realm. And so even for those that may be listening, even for those that are tuned in right now, allow me just to minister that word even to you. Because there are times when we do have a fall, when we do have something that happens that's unexpected. And there are times when we have to go through a process. We may have to put on a cast because we have to walk through a healing process for one reason or another. But let me just encourage you that though there may be a fracture, though there may be something that is going on the inside that may not be visible to the natural eye, whatever it is that you may be dealing with, whatever it is that may be going on the inside. You see, when I want to encourage you, because when I went to the emergency room, they did something to me, and they put me on a machine, and they had me to lay on a table, and they brought a machine there to my foot, and they did what's called an x-ray. And when they did the x-ray, the thing that the Lord ministered to me was that the x-ray really can be synonymous to being the eyes of God. Because the x-ray has an ability of looking at something and looking at it from the inside out. Now, for me, the foot had been misdiagnosed. It was diagnosed as being a sprained ankle. But that was looking at it from the outside in. But when I was able to go to the emergency room, and they were able to put the machine called the x-ray on my leg, on my foot, and they were able to use supernatural vision, and they were able to look at the foot, look at the ankle from the inside out and not just from the outside in, and they were able to see what I was not able to see. They were able to, the natural eye cannot comprehend. And even though I had previously taken a fall, I had never gotten it properly diagnosed. My ankle did become a little bit sore, and so I was diagnosed as a sprained ankle. And at that moment, even as I've gone through this, the word that the Holy Spirit just ministered to me was about us being misdiagnosed many times. And I was saying that I had a sprained ankle. I was reverberating that I had a sprained ankle. But in actuality, I had a bone that had been fractured. And because I continued to walk on a fractured bone, I continued to go forward as if the bone was fine, did not know that there was more than a sprain going on. Glory to God. I did not realize that what I thought was a sprain was actually a fracture, and that fracture could have led into a break if not been properly diagnosed. And the Lord began to minister to me about that, and I've been putting that on paper, and I just want to minister that word to many of us that are listening right now. Sometimes we cannot look at the situation from the outside in. We've got to be able to go into the spirit and look at the situation that we may be dealing with from the inside out. We have to stop using our natural vision, because many times our natural vision will cause us to misdiagnose a God move in our life. Many times we look at it from the outside and we don't see a bruise. We don't see a break. We don't see a fracture. We don't see anything that would alert us to an internal problem. And sometimes that's even how it is in the body of Christ. We're looking at situations, and we are misdiagnosing people. We're misdiagnosing marriages. We're misdiagnosing our children. We're misdiagnosing our church situations. And we are looking at them from the outside in. But we've got to turn to the x-ray, which is the eyes of God. And we've got to allow God to let us see what's going on the inside. Many times we can look at a situation just like I did when it came to this foot. Everything looked normal. Everything looked fine. Still wearing my heels. Still going to the gym. Still living life as normal. And sometimes we can feel we can continue to go, and we can continue to move on as if nothing is taking place. But we know, when no one else knows, we know that we've fallen down a flight of stairs. We know what other people may not know. And so even as God has me walking through this process as a prophetic sign, and he said to me, the Lord said that the mantle that I carry is that of a prophet. But he said that there are times when not only will I speak a prophetic word through you, he said I will allow a prophetic word to be walked out by you. And so now God has me in a place where I'm walking out a prophetic word, where I'm literally walking out a prophetic word from heaven, when God is actually moving by his power through me to let others know that, you know, don't misdiagnose your situation. Don't allow the enemy to cause you to misdiagnose the situation. Allow God to give you supernatural vision. Look at your situation from the inside out and not from the outside in, so that you not only can see your natural, but you can see with your spiritual man what's going on. And so that's where we are, even when it comes to the things of God, even when it comes to where we've got to go and what we've got to do, even in this season. God wants us to look at things from the inside out and not from the outside in, because there are many times when God can be doing something great, when God can be doing something wonderful. You know, even with this Lord, I'm telling you, he's ministered to me so much about this foot and about this fracture. God has really just ministered to me a mighty word, because there are times when our situations become very uncomfortable, but that does not mean that God is not in it. There are times when, even when I'm wearing this cast, it does not feel good, but that does not mean that God cannot use it. There are times when I literally want to take this cast off and I want to put on my regular shoes. I love my shoes. I love wearing heels. There are times I want to take the cast off and put the shoes on, but I can't, because I've got to walk through the normal place. And so there are many times, even in our own relationships, even in our, you know, whatever it is, our finances, our marriages, our children, our businesses, sometimes there's a fracture. Sometimes there's a cast that has to be put on that situation. Sometimes we have to walk out a healing. Sometimes we've got to go through a process. Sometimes we have to feel so uncomfortable where it feels like, oh, my God, it makes it like a moment of claustrophobia. Anyone that's listening, have you ever felt like you've been just closed in? where you may feel like you want to scream. You may feel like, hey, I want to get out of this. This is not feeling good. It's not comfortable. I want things to be normal. I want to take the cast off. I want to put on my shoes. I don't want all this unneeded and extra attention. I don't want to be on crutches. I don't want a knee scooter. I want things to be normal. I want things to be just like I want them to be. But do you know that even sometimes, even through all of the screaming and the bickering and the fussing up, wanting things to be normal and not wanting to walk through an uncomfortable, do you not know that God can still be in it? God can still be using that situation to make something better from the inside out? Do you not know that God himself has a way of making us better through being uncomfortable? This cast does not feel good. I don't like it. I don't want to wear it. But in order for me to get to a place of wholeness and a place of healing, I've got to wear the cast. I've got to get to a place where the fracture is mended. I've got to get to a place where the fracture is no longer a bother, where the fracture is no longer something that I cannot walk on. I've got to get to a place of being well and mended so that I can continue to walk out the steps that God has ordained for my life. And so, people of God, I just want that word to encourage you. I want that word to enlighten you. I want that word to bless you, because God is still in the blessing business. God is still in the mending business. God is still in the healing business. God is still God. And so I just want to encourage you that whatever situation you're in, look at it from the inside out and not from the outside in. And allow God to minister to you. Allow God. Allow him to speak to you about what it is that he's doing in your life so that you can get from one dimension to the next in him. And so I said all of that before I even introduced the show today. However, I also want to, you know, at this point, I just also want to thank God for Bishop Shelton Bagan. I want to thank God. This past weekend we had an awesome time. We had a business expo. And I give God praise that I was able to be a part of that expo. And praise God, I was able to sell quite a few of the books that I have now released. And so I thank God for that. And so I want to, again, encourage each one of you that may not have had an opportunity to visit the website, the TV Ministry website. I want you to go ahead and take a visit to look at it so that you can purchase your copy of Soul Journey, which is a book that I have now released, and it is a poetic testament of life and death, and life restored. And so I thank God, and what I'm going to do today, I want to read you an excerpt from this particular book, which is that poetry side of me. So, and I want to thank God for that. And then I have another awesome book that I have written, and that particular book is called The Power of Me, and it is encouraging you to walk in a place of purpose so that you can walk in a place of power. And I really want to encourage each person to get a copy of that book. I am so delighted and so proud of the words that the Lord has gifted me to put in that book. I have read it, I think, maybe two or three times now before I have released it to the public, and I'm just really blessed by it every time I read it. I really want to encourage each one of you to get a copy of that, and we're going to have that book on Amazon. We're doing just a little bit working, a little bit different things with the cover at this moment, but by the end of the day today or early morning tomorrow, you should be able to get your copy of that. It's on Amazon as well. You can go through the TV Ministry's website and get a copy of it. On this coming up week, I also want to encourage you to get a copy of your 2015 prophetic word through myself that the Lord spoke to me to release to his people. And that particular book is coming out. It's going to be with you on next week. And that book is called Massive And that is the word that the Lord gave me for the year of 2015, Massive, M-A-S-S-I-V-E. And so within that book, I'm giving you what the Lord said to me about the year of 2015, about what it is that he's planning on doing and how he's going to be doing it. So I want you to definitely get a copy of that. As well, for all of us that like to take notes and like to journal and like to keep up with what the preacher is saying while he is preaching, you got to have a journal. And so, again, on next week, we also have my first prayer journal that is being released to you. And that one is entitled The Prophet's Prayer Journal. And within that prayer journal, you're going to find some wonderful scriptures that will enlighten you, as well as some wonderful quotes by some wonderful people that will be a blessing to you. And right after that, we're going to be coming forth with our life-altering testimony, which is the book that many people have been anticipating and waiting on. And I know that so many people have asked me about it. It's going to be coming to you in the month of February, so just hang on, hold tight, it's on the way. We're going to be doing some touring and some book signing once it is released. But what I wanted to do, I wanted to release a couple of my other writings to you, so that once I'm doing my book signing, for those of you that may not have had the opportunity to purchase Soul Journey or The Power of Me or Massive, or the journal, you'll have an opportunity at my upcoming book signing to be able to do that. And so I just want to really just thank God for all that God is doing through TV Ministries. And I also just want to encourage you all, in the month of February, we're going to be putting out our announcements, but we are also going on live television in the month of February. And so we're doing a lot. We have a lot going on, but it's all about getting the message of the kingdom out. It's all about being who God has ordained and destined and called us to be. So I want you to stay tuned. We have more information about that. And so, as I stated earlier, I'm going to read an excerpt from the book of Soul Journey because I just want to encourage you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to read two in your hearing. So that I just want to give you a taste of what God has blessed me to write. And when I wrote this, let me just give you a little bit of insight. When I wrote this, I was actually at a place in my bed, not able to do much. But I give God praise that he began to speak to my mind, and he began to tell me what it is that I was supposed to be putting on paper. And as I put those words on paper, it was not at that moment, let me add. I had to wait until I was able to write legibly and able to do things for myself before I could actually get these writings on paper. But the Lord blessed me to do so, and we have more poems, another book of poetry that's going to be coming at you in the year 2015. But this is my first one, and it just shows another side of me. And so for those of you that realize and understand that we are books and there are many different chapters in a book. And yes, I am Prophetess Pronotia Balka, but I'm also Entrepreneur Pronotia Balka. And that leads me to my next point because before I leave, I want to tell you a little bit about my entrepreneur activities. And so there are many chapters in a book. I am a prophetess. I am a public speaker. I am an author. I'm a mother. I am a leading lady. And so I just want you to know that there are different chapters to your book. You don't have to stop and say, well, I'm just this or I'm just that. God is such a God of diversity. And so one of the things, even in my book, The Power of Me, that I encourage everyone to do, empty yourself. Be all that God has called you to be. Don't wait on anyone to approve you. Don't wait on anyone to tell you that I'm satisfied with you before you have permission to be you. Be the you that God has called you to be, whether people approve of you or if they don't, if they like you or if they hate you, if they love you or if they dismiss you, be who God has called you to be. And so I want to read, as I stated, a poem that is written out of my book, Soul Journey. And this particular writing is on page 31 of the book. Okay, and this particular writing is called feelings. And the reason why I wanted to read this is because I was speaking to you about how sometimes you can be in a very uncomfortable place, as I am with this cast on my foot. It can be a very uncomfortable place, but I just want you to know that God is there and that God is listening and that God, he hears our faintest cry and he'll answer by and by. But I want you to know that God is listening. So this particular poem is entitled Feelings. How do I explain what I feel inside? How can I continue to hide? What I feel is so out of control, pain from my soul. So how can I console the agony of the cry that seems to be so loud? How can I cry so, and yet there is no sound? This is a midnight cry, only he can hear from above. One that others may not hear, and yet the sound can be so clear. This is a cry from deep inside that may not express tears to the naked eye. Pain that may be felt for days and months to come, one that cannot find comfort, a midnight cry. As I lay here on this bed, when will I see the breaking of day? When will this night pass away? When can I smile and know that all is well? When will I see the light of day begin to propel? How much longer before this midnight will pass? How long will I last? Can my mind hold on through this maze of torment? Will my inner being continue to be silent? The answer to this question I ask may not be evident. However, if I continue to hold on through the night, there is a morning, a sunshine that will give my soul a ray of light. That particular writing is entitled Feelings. And so I'm going to read one more to you out of the book, and then we're going to move on. And this particular writing is called Free, and it's located on page 33 of the book, Soul Journey. It's time to let go of all that has been holding me down and holding me back. It's time to be free. Free to soar, free to create, free to come into my destined place. I want to be free. Free to be you, free to be me. Come, everyone, let's be free. No longer held by shackles in my mind, no longer having to hide, no longer being afraid of success. Let's be free. Free to write, free to sing, free to build, free to live. Just be free. Let no hate control your actions. Let no negative words create a pattern. Let no mistakes slow you down. Let nothing in your past cause you to hold your head down. Let's go. Let's soar. Let's ride the waves of success. Let you be you and me be me. We have passed the test. Let go of your fear. Let go of the myth. Let go of anyone that won't celebrate and elevate you. It's time now to be free. Free in your mind, body, soul, and spirit. Free in every area. Can you now feel it? Be. No longer waiting for permission. No longer needing approval. Just be what the word is. Free. Inhale your freedom. Exhale your limitations. Because this is your season. Let's be free. And so those are two writings that are within the book of Soul Journey. And I thank God, as I stated, I wrote those poems years ago as I lay in a place. I was very ill, could not do much, but God just began to minister to my mind. And I was not really able to write in a way that anyone could understand it. A lot of the times my writing was scribble. But when I came through this place of being so destitute and down, I was able to get those writings, and I was able to write what God had given me, and I just give God praise for every single one of these poems that he's blessed me to put in this book. They have been a blessing. So many reports from others that this book has been a blessing to them. And so I just want you, as I stated earlier, if you have an opportunity to take a look at the TB Ministries website, go there. You'll be able to purchase your copy of Soul Journey on today. This particular writing is $10. And again, coming up, we have The Power of Me, we have Masses, we have the Prophet's Prayer Journal, and within a couple of weeks from now, within the next month, you will be able to read my story and what God allowed me to go through as I had a massive brain tumor that was located in my head that caused me to walk through a very, very rough season in my life where I had to go through being blind, being mute, being deaf, being paralyzed, experiencing stroke. I could not speak due to the tumor being wrapped around my vocal cord. One vocal cord had to be cut as a result. The other vocal cord went to sleep due to me being on life support for so long. As a result of that, I went without a voice for an entire year. But glory be to God, eventually I was able to have surgery. I was able to have my voice restored. And I just give God praise that the Lord has blessed me to be able to maneuver back into a place of ministry, back into me. And I just thank God that even from here, I'm going from grace to grace and from glory to glory and allowing God to show himself strong through me. And so I thank God for that. And so to everyone that is now listening, I just want to encourage you to continue to walk in God, continue to walk with God, and continue to allow God to do great and wonderful exploits through your life. I'm not going to be with you for much longer as of right now because I do believe that I've said to you what needed to be said today. I wanted to share with you a few things about what God has spoken to me about being misdiagnosed. And then I wanted to just share with you a few excerpts from the book of Soul Journey. And again, I want to thank all of you for listening to us on every Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. And again, we're going to be going on live television in the month of February. You'll be able to hear more information about that. So you will no longer just have to hear my voice over an internet radio station, but I thank God we're going to be doing more. And it's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about being sure that God gets all the glory. And it's all about doing what thus says the Lord in this day, this season, and this time of our life. So all of our prophetically speaking radio listeners, I love you, and I want to just give God praise for you. For those of you that may not have given your life to the Lord as of yet, you have not received the Lord as your personal Savior, allow me to lead you to Romans 10:9. Please read that. If you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, then you will be saved. And so for those of you that take a moment to do that, go ahead, read that, confess it, believe it, and allow me to be the first one to welcome you to the body of Christ. So again, I love you. Keep me in prayer, and we're going to keep you in prayer. And as we continue to walk out the steps of God, as we are now preparing for promotion in God, going to the higher places in God, I want to just encourage you to go on and be all that God has called you to be. For those of you that may not have anywhere to worship, we want to invite you to worship with us tomorrow at the Harvest Time Church, where we'll be celebrating the birthday of our pastor, Bishop Shelton Davis. So come by, help us celebrate him, bless God for him, and we bless God for you. So again, thank you for your listening. Thank you for just hearing what God has to say to us. And until next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m., we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. God bless you, and goodbye.